Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Awed by the Popcorn podcast. I'm Alessandra.
And I'm Emily.
And today we are talking about Loki season 2. I finally finished watching it a few weeks ago, and I'm very excited to chat about it. It was much anticipated, in my opinion.
I watched this many months ago.
Yes.
I remembered enjoying it, though. I actually did a rewatch. I rewatched season 1, which I think I needed because I, as we remember from our Loki season 1 discussion with... Who was all in that? We had
Paulo,
ton of guests on that one. Paulo and Raymond?
I think Raymond, yeah. Filmed that. It's on our YouTube video, or our YouTube channel.
It sure is. I was kind of a hater of season 1. There are still things about season 1 that I didn't love, but I really did like season 2. From what I can remember of it being so many months ago.
yeah.
But just generally going off of past vibes, I think I liked it.
I love this series because of its creativity, science fiction, storytelling, and overall look and feel. It's just got this really unique aspect of the MCU that is unlike any of the rest of it, and I just find it very refreshing.
It's a vibe. It's a real vibe. I like it too. Didn't we get season 1 of Loki like kind of right after WandaVision, so it was kind of like pretty soon after WandaVision, so it was like these kind of weird like parallel universe, not parallel, but you know, dealing with parallel universes and weird magic and time and things. I really enjoy these kind of more sci-fi storylines. Especially with Loki. He's a really great character. Tom Hiddleston does a really great job playing Loki. And really do love the addition of Sylvie to this show. She's really great. A lot of the people, even Owen Wilson's really great too. Like, we got some really great, Wonmi Masaku, Hunter B-15. She's really good too. So I got some really great actors in this show, and I'm gonna need a refresher of what happened. So at the end of season 1,
yeah, they kill He Who Remains. Well, Sylvie does, because
yes,
they get to the end of time. After a long, basically the breakdown of the TVA kind of happens, in which the Guardians or whatever, or the Watchers or whatever they're called, they're not actually real people. So they're kind of just figureheads that the He Who Remains put in place to continue
the
sacred
robots,
timeline.
The Time Lords or whatever.
Yeah,
the Time Lords,
yeah.
Yes.
So that's like, we're in the aftermath of that revelation that everybody working at the TVA did not know about, except for like Ravona Renslayer.
Yes. Yes. And so it kind of, and season 2 happens like pretty much immediately after what happens in season 1. Loki is like, he jumps back to the TVA, but he's like time jumping, and he's kind of seeing this weird, like, time's been altered, it seems. It's slowly coming back to me.
He has the ability to flip between different timelines, and like the future and the past. So
yes,
it's kind of like discovering that the beginning of the TVA, what it used to look like with the He Who Remains as the, like, the figurehead instead. And they had covered the
statues all up. With those statues everywhere. Yeah. Yeah.
And then he kind of goes into the future and has to prune himself by a certain time in order to get back to the normal timeline so that he stops flitting around. Which, you know, everything that... all of the science fiction in this is kind of speculative and very, like, you know, they could write anything to make the plot do what it needs to do, right? Like, it's sure. all just whatever they want to do. So, like, there's really no, like, rules to anything. But the point of the TVA is that there's a lot of rules. It's a very regimented kind of place that only has one sacred timeline. And because of this whole killing of the He Who Remains, who was holding all the sacred timeline together, and they were all pruning all the other ones, now they stopped pruning all the other ones, and now they're just letting millions of people live on different timelines. So that's kind of what we're in on. And the loom starts to break down because there's too much going on. And
yes. Yes, the rules were to keep one sacred timeline, but then the morality of killing potential timelines and killing potential innocents and people mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Kind of brings to light the new, like, basically how the TVA wants to start acting instead. Like, they don't want to have just, like, there's a part of them who wants to keep things as they were. But then there are people who want to be like, well, no, we're killing a ton of innocent people. Like, these people have lives now. Like, once they break and start a new timeline, that's a person. And they want to kind of change how the TVA is run. And yes, we have the amazing addition of season two. Ki-Hui Kwan
mm-hmm.
is
OB.
So good. I love him so much.
Yes. Oh, I mean, he is just...
oh, my gosh.
Such a good actor. So glad that he's in this. And he just plays such a delightful character. He's kind of like the IT guy of the whole TVA.
He's like a tinker. Yeah, like a tinker IT guy. Like, it was so cool watching Loki, like, jump back and forth in the time stream. Like, jumping from past to future. And he, like, was changing things. He was like, oh... we need to have this ready for the future. So, yeah. Like, he drops this hint in the past, and then Obi is like, oh, I should make this. And yeah. then it's ready for the future. And that happens, like, oh my god, that last episode where Loki spends, like 10 years centuries. Or 100 years. Centuries? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like so many years learning how to do... learning how to do something so that he can do it. Like, it was so insane.
It was. Like,
he toils. It was absolutely insane. So he could learn how to fix this, and then he fixes it.
Yeah.
And then, it doesn't work, and he becomes a Time Lord.
Yeah, so I was going to talk to you. So basically his entire kind of arc is just going from somebody for this two seasons, and it's a done show. Is going from being somebody who is very selfish, self-reliant. You know, he is the Loki from Avengers, the first Avengers, having to, you know, at that point, they brought him out of the timeline because he ended up getting messed up. He's a variant from when the end of Endgame, when they are trying to get all of the timeline sorted. So he's one of them. And so he's a variant that's not quite gone through the same things that the Loki in the MCU has. He goes from being that to like a actual, like, loving, selfless person as a god who will hold on to the timeline for the end of time. And it's like he has to come to that revelation that it's important for him to save the whole universe and every timeline. And that
you might say it's his glorious purpose.
It's his glorious purpose. That is exactly right. And honestly, the satisfaction that I felt from him having like an actual glorious purpose after just really loving Loki for many years, We had a slip up in there. I think we talked about it in the last Loki episode.
Did we?
I don't know if we did, but we had a time where we were not on Tom's side, and I think he has swayed me back because he's a great actor, and especially in this, he's very emotional. He spends a lot of time whipping his head back and saving people and stuff.
Yeah, did I bring that up or did you bring that up? Every time he, like, falls to the ground.
Which
is all the time. Like, this man's constantly being punched in the gut or being punched in the face. Like, this man's just being punched all the time. He's like Kirk. He's always getting choked. and this man's always getting beat up. And so every time he would, like, fall to the ground, whenever he would get up, he would, like, just whip his hair back like Ariel. And the fucking animated Ariel, like, with her wet hair.
Constantly.
Like, he just jerks it back, like, to get, like, because maybe just because the way his hair is situated, it can't look messed up. It's gotta just be.
It has to be back. Like, it's not supposed to be in his face.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be in his face. I'll say I'm coming back around to Tom Hiddleston. He hasn't quite won me back yet. I still feel a little. I feel neutral about it. I don't like him or hate him. Still, I don't think I ever hated him. I thought I hated him, but I didn't hate. There's a lot of energy that goes into hating someone.
And he doesn't
deserve that energy. And so
neither does the reason why we started. And neither like, does the reason why it was, him in the first place.
I'm not going to bring this. If we brought it up before, go figure it out which episode it was. I'm not bringing it up right now.
I'm not going to talk about it. But
that's past Emily. She's grown.
Energy.
She's grown.
There's no need.
I might still have some biases, but it's the but I am grown. I'm grown since then. This is different now. But yes, he did do a really great job in this one. The fact that Sylvie was working at McDonald's was pretty. Was it McDonald's or what? Was it like something else? Was it like named
McDonald's?
It was legit McDonald's. Okay.
She got a shag haircut because it was the 1980s.
She got a really great like lesbian shag haircut, and it was really amazing. it was really hot. Like,
yeah. It was way better than her previous hair. Like, it looked so much more chic, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure. And then we had that whole thing where they were following the He Who Remains guy in his past.
Yeah.
Like,
a different version of him, because they killed the one that he was, but there's apparently Kang, as we saw in the between the first season and then this season, we had the third Ant-Man movie in which they meet a variant of Kang in the quantum realm.
He's
the bad guy in that movie. I know that we talked about this last year, and we hated that movie so much, but that he's the bad guy because it was horrible. He's the bad guy in that, and apparently Kang is somebody who is extremely smart, powerful, like all of the above, and will actually take over every single timeline. And
Didn't he say at the end of season one that if they kill him, that all of his other versions of himself will converge and like take over or something?
Yeah, they're gonna like become an army of them and like kill all the timelines or something, kill everybody
or something.
So that is still looming, and that is what the next MCU like multiverse situation is gonna be about
once they get a new Kang.
Well, that's what I was. Hearing
that's
that,
worth theorizing.
Yeah, that possibly, I mean, I don't think this is true, but maybe John David Washington was going to take Jonathan Majors' place, but it's really up in the air. I don't think that they've actually said anything yet, but Jonathan Majors was convicted, I don't think that they're going to keep him around, but we'll see, I guess. But he plays a younger version of himself, like a different alternate version that was in the 1800s in this one, and they have to go find him at the World's Fair in Chicago.
Yeah, because they were kind of racing Renslayer. Like, Renslayer was still kind of doing her thing. Like she brought him the book, the TVA book.
She's working for He Who Remains, basically. Like,
yes.
Him and Miss Minutes.
Oh, that's like, right. Miss Minutes goes the rogue. TVA.
Yeah.
That's right. She goes evil.
She was evil all along. She was evil. She's supposed to keep it all together.
And she was like, in love with
Who
Remains, right?
Yeah. Like, she was obsessed with him. Like, it was creepy. I loved it. It was
pretty insane.
Oh, yeah. They go get the old one, which is Timely. Victor Timely is the name of him.
Yes.
And his like situation, like his choice with this character was not my favorite. He decided to play like this kind of slow talking, like he's got kind of like a bubbly voice in a way. Where he's just kind of like, bruh, 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 like that. I don't know how else to explain it.
I haven't really been into Kang since season one. Like, he's just been, he was kind of another thing that irked me since season one. And I'm sticking to it. I'm sticking to it with season two. I don't really like him. I hope they figure it out and kind of make him better, in the things to come. But, haven't been digging him yet.
It's an interesting way to build up a bad guy for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another crazy thing that we saw in this show was the weird torture murder device that kind of shuts walls around people till they get squished and die.
And oh, yeah.
They threatened one of the other people from the TVA, part of, like, this group of people who wanted to actually continue pruning all the timelines and stuff.
Yeah. Didn't they kill them? Didn't...
Well, didn't? I think Renslayer killed them.
I think, yeah, right?
Is that what happened? Or was it...
Somebody
else killed them, and it was an evil person.
Someone gets killed.
I thought it was Renslayer that actually ended up killing them. If not Miss Minutes.
Maybe.
But there was all these people that were in the TVA that were like trying to, you know, continue to prune the timelines and stuff, and they all were like in jail and they weren't gonna kill them or anything, and then they ended up dying anyway.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And then they lose every, like, people start kind of heading back into their original timelines, and then Loki has to go find them. Like, he goes and finds, like, Casey. Oh,
yeah. That's when the thing blew up. Yeah.
In his timeline. And then, like, he has to go find Mobius. Like, he has to go find everyone. Like, in their
original timelines. Yeah.
In their original timeline. Oh my God. This is all coming back. But then
it turns out he didn't need to do that because he could just kind of flick himself back to where he needed to be. Because everything kept getting destroyed. Like, the way that it was shown,
everything kept turning into noodles.
Yeah, it was like noodly time noodles, and then like everything just kind of just dissolved into noodles. It was cool. It was awesome.
It all dissolved in the noodles. it all dissolved in the time ramen.
I mean, ramen, exactly, Emily. It was so creative the way they did it.
Like, do you know how weird this is, like, recalling all of this information right now? Like, just, and piecing together what happened, like, it feels like I'm in some weird time noodle situation. Like, my brain feels like it's one big time noodle
mess. Feels like it's a time ramen.
It feels like a time ramen knot. Like, noodle knot. And I just...
You know, I think that we're not supposed to think too much about it. We're here for the ride. And, you know here for Loki and Mobius's great relationship and everybody else.
I'm here for a time noodle time, not a long time.
So at the end, Loki is holding all of the timelines together, and it resembles a tree, which is this Norse mythology tree called Yggdrasil.
Oh, and okay.
Is that
in the trivia? You in the trivia right now?
No, I just looked it up after the show because I was very interested. I just looked it up again so I could read this for you. Yggdrasil is an important feature of Norse mythology. It is the Norse tree of life, encompassing all nine worlds that are a part of the ancient Norse view of the cosmos. It is an ash tree in which all the worlds, including the world of humans and the world of the gods, nestle among the branches and roots.
Oh, wow. And Loki gets a pretty awesome outfit change at the end of the season. He gets this really cool, like, green cloak robe type of thing, and he gets the biggest horns that he's ever gotten.
His
gold ones in Avengers were pretty big. They were pretty big. But these are like lean and like narrow and like tall. Like these are crazy. These are crazy.
I liked bringing them back to Loki, who he is. You know, it's like he's a god, and like we forget about it because he's off doing his own thing with the TVA and everything. But like his important role in the universe is solidified and brought back to what it's supposed to be. And that's kind of what I was excited to see, that they didn't just like forget, like, oh yeah, this is just a character that's honestly, we've been following him for a really long time, and I think this is his ending.
Yeah.
And it's very satisfying and also sad.
Yeah. Because we may never see him again. But, you know, it's nice closure.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true. I guess I will go now to the regular trivia if we want to take a break.
Yeah.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Okay, we are back. There is a bunch of trivia.
I kind of love this first one because it kind of makes me think of the series that we're about to start.
Okay.
Not about you. We're a ways from it still, but rather than read Marvel Comics to prepare for the role of Agent Mobius, Owen Wilson instead had Tom Hiddleston explain the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe to him. And I can just imagine.
Oh my god, I know. Absolutely.
Just like sitting down and just dumping all this information on Owen Wilson. Like, that just sounds amazing. And just going off of that.
I totally can see it because Tom Hiddleston to me just has always exuded just... He's just such a British stage actor in like many of his senses of the word, in which he is extra into like Shakespeare and
probably an amazing storyteller.
Yeah. Like he's an actor, like theater kids kind of feeling, you know what I mean? And, So I could just imagine him totally getting into this, whereas maybe some of his coworkers in the MCU don't actually know what's going on.
For sure. And he has all of his information from, you know, doing the Thor movies and doing the Avengers movies. Like, mm-hmm.
he has
so much experience, like, under his belt that he can just share with Owen Wilson.
According to Tom Hiddleston, the series title shifting between the various fonts refers to integrating the disparate fragments of the many selves that Loki can be. That comes across.
I didn't even notice that it changed.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
From the posters? Like, from the posters?
No, it shifts. Oh. So as you're watching it, it goes L-O-K-I is shifted in different fonts.
Yes. The theme song. The theme.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. I thought it meant that it changed, like it was one thing in season one and then it changed into something else season two.
I'm pretty sure we looked through these when we first watched the first series, but it's still
probably.
You know, it's hard because they don't usually add too much more to it when the second season comes out.
That's true. I wish they had like a different tab, like season one trivia and then season two trivia.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be nice. Because I'm sure there's some trivia that's particular to season two, but yeah, it's hard to tell.
This one does say season two features the final appearance of Jonathan Majors in the MCU as he was fired by Marvel Studios and Disney in December 2023. Following his indictment and assault charges. Okay, so that is the answer to that, apparently.
Yep. Oh, I don't know if we read this one, but the opening credits, the letters of Loki changed several times, blah, 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 blah. But these fonts are where each letter comes from different font. These fonts are the following. L is the Canterbury font. O is the Demon Priest expanded, italic mm-hmm. font.
Mm-hmm.
K is the Bliss normal font, and I is the C Lunca italic font.
Who the hell figured this out?
I have no clue.
Here's one from season two. Marvel and McDonald's helped promote the series second season by turning McDonald's in Brooklyn into a 1982 McDonald's with adding props from the series. Sylvie's uniform, her name tag, and menu board.
Whoa, really?
Oh my That's gosh. Cute.
That's crazy.
This is funny because it says that they didn't have Mobius's past life written by the first season, so they had to figure it out for the second season.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Okay. Did we ever figure out which episodes Taika might have directed?
It does say that he was in talks.
He was in talks.
But I don't think he actually did it.
I would have noticed. I feel like we would have known.
I would have noticed.
Well, I guess we found all the season two ones.
Yeah, I think we did. And obviously this doesn't have a Metascore. Just has
wait!
User review, but yes, you can read the plot keywords.
There's a Ki Hoi Kwan one.
Oh, okay. What does that say?
Ki said of his casting as OB, now you have to understand, when I became an actor again, joining the MCU was at the top of my wish list.
Oh!
I was so excited and said, could this be it? I was driving, I picked up the phone, and on the other end I hear, hi Ki, this is Kevin Feige. He went on to talk about how much he loved Everything Everywhere All at Once and how much he loved my performance. Then finally he says, Ki, we would love you to join the MCU family. I was driving at the time. I started tearing up. I couldn't see the road anymore. I said, Kevin, can you give me 2 seconds? I pulled the car over, put it in park, and said, please continue. He says, we have this great character for you, Ouroboros.
Yeah, it's a snake that eats its own tail.
Oh, okay. I really love him, and I think you'll be perfect to play him. He told me about Loki, told me about the MCU. He spoke with so much passion and enthusiasm in his voice. It brought me back to the day when I met him for the very first time on the X-Men set, when he was just an associate producer, and I was an assistant action choreographer. He loves this universe so much. He has such a vast knowledge of this universe, and little did I know, only 23 years later, I get to work with him. I get to play a wonderful character.
Oh, that is a great quote. Thank you for reading it, Emily.
Oh my goodness, that was the longest trivia I've ever read.
But it was worth it.
Of course it was worth it, because it was Kiwi Kwan. Okay. Let's look at these plot keywords. We have... Where are they? Here they are. Okay. Marvel Cinematic Universe, Multiverse, Marvel Comics, based on comic book.
Ugh, that tells me nothing. Honestly, yeah, what is going on there? That's no bueno.
You know, we got... There's lots of other ones in here. You know, Norse mythology, Loki, time travel... You know, there's other ones in here, but yeah, the top ones are just vague.
I mean, it got helpful. Nominated for Emmys for the first series, but it did get nominated for some other stuff for the second series. The Saturn Award for Best Television Home Media Release, a BAFTA Award. It was nominated for. Original music, I guess, in a TV show, a TV award. So that's pretty cool. And the Critics' Choice Award had the nominees for Sofia DiMartino for supporting actress, Ki Hoi Kwan for supporting actor, Tom Hiddleston for best actor, and it was nominated for best drama series at the Critics' Choice Awards.
Wow.
Also nominated for some Costume Design Guild Awards and... Family Film Awards.
Kids' Choice Awards.
And People's Choice Awards for Sci-Fi Fantasy Show and Male TV Star for Tom Hiddleston. So it's got a bunch of stuff in here. I think it's totally worth it. It's very, very creative, as I said at the top of the show. I really enjoy watching Tom just kind of be somebody who I know he has crafted and spend a lot of time with and settling into that emotional side of this character. It's just like very satisfying. So that's I'm gonna miss it for sure. Maybe I'll do a rewatch in a few years.
Yeah, it's nice that we got to see this character all the way to the end, kind of like with Iron Man. You know, it's a very nice thing to see. Again, Tom does a really great job with Loki. He's definitely one of my favorite Marvel characters. I still have yet to read that amazing Loki comic that I got.
Oh, yes.
The one with Loki and the Scarlet Witch.
Oh my god, yes. Aren't they like kissing in the front of it or something?
They're in a very, very romantic pose.
They're similar in a lot of ways.
Very. They sure are.
Like, their characters are pretty similar, so I can see that going. Yeah. And we got to see a lot more of Loki's, like, little doubling powers and stuff in this, when he's out of the TVA. So, that was pretty fun.
Yeah, he, like, learns how to do what Sylvie can do, right? Like...
Well, I think the TVA was, like, blocking his magic, and then they released the TVA magic, and he can do his normal Loki mischief again.
Uh-huh. Oh. Okay. Okay. If anyone has any good Loki comics to recommend, I would love them, because I haven't quite gotten into comics, because I really don't know where to start, and there's so many out there, but... Loki is a character I really like, so if there's a really good, like, Loki series out there of comics, let me know. I'd love your recommendations. Yeah. Is that it? Is that all we got to say about Loki season 2?
I think so. On IMDb, it has an 8.2 out of 10 with 408,000 ratings, so that's pretty good.
That's
for all that's of very the people good. Who have rated that.
Yeah.
And that's it.
All right. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and IMDb. We are also on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Acast. If you want to email us, please email us at allbythepopcornpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow our social media. We have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Just search Abba the Popcorn or Abba the Popcorn Podcast. And we have merch, so please check that out. But thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you in the next one. Goodbye.
Bye.